stand beside ideals I think are right, and I can stand beside the idea to stand and fight. I do believe there's a dream for everyone. This is our country.
It is 7:51 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and we are feeling patriotic today,
yeah.
July 3rd.
We love it. Of course, tomorrow, July 4th, already underway, like most neighborhoods. People are already firing fireworks or shooting off fireworks, and that's why we brought in Eric Morrison. He's the director of Piedmont EMS to talk about fireworks safety. And Eric, I know this is such a time where so many people want to celebrate, and they love shooting fireworks. But it also can be very dangerous and then deadly if not taken the proper steps.
Right, absolutely. It's, you know, we always encourage folks to go enjoy those great public celebrations that are going on. I know lots of the area has fireworks events scheduled, and certainly those are awesome times to go and spend time with family and be safe that way.
What do you see in terms of accidents in the ER from fireworks?
Sure. We're pretty fortunate that we haven't seen as many here as we could see. There's always the potential for people getting burned. You know, we don't think about sparklers being dangerous. You know, that's one of those things a lot of us remember as a childhood memory is, you know, standing out in the dark with sparklers. But you don't think about the fact that those things burn at almost 2,000 degrees. So, you know, small children a lot of times could drop those. They could, you know, they could accidentally put it up against their arm or drop it on a foot or, you know, any of those kind of things. So we think of them as being very safe, but in reality, they're really not.
And just a little baby just can so quickly just reach out and touch and boom, you're
right.
Burned.
They see that bright light and they want to touch it, and it's sparkly and cool and interesting to them. And right, and before you know it, you know, you're spending your evening at the ER instead of you know, sitting at home cooking out and eating potato salad and good stuff.
Yeah, when I was growing up, it seemed like we had a lot of firecrackers and things like that,
yes.
Maybe a Roman candle,
yep.
But we didn't have the big spectacular fireworks that are available now for just anybody to buy. Do you think that's a good idea, or is that a little bit, you know, playing with fire?
Sure. Quite literally playing with fire. There you go. That's right. You know, like I said, we always want to encourage folks to let the professionals do it. You know, it's so tempting to have a great time and spend time with your family or do something in your neighborhood, with your community. But, you know, those fireworks displays really do go through a lot of safety processes. You know, the fire departments are involved. They make sure that everything's being done safely, that those fireworks are being handled safely. We tend not to think of it this way, but fireworks are really explosives. You know, it's a small amount of them, and hopefully being used in a controlled fashion, you know, but it really is an explosive. And so you start putting stuff together that can become dangerous very quickly.
And I think people also need to keep in mind where they live. There are certain rules on when and where and if you can or cannot shoot or celebrate with fireworks. That's also very important because you might be safe, but when that firework goes off and it goes right or left, it might land in a field, and that can cause a brush fire, might land in someone's yard or a house. So
yeah.
You might be doing everything that you think you're doing correctly, right? But then it can also cause a problem or headache for your neighbors.
Right. And that's, you know, as we see the temperatures really go up like they have again, you know, when we're not getting rain, like you said, everything gets dried out very quickly, and that really increases that fire risk too.
Ooh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that. I mean, even storage for next year in a hot attic could potentially create problems.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Eric Morrison is the director of Piedmont EMS. We're talking about fireworks safety, but really 4th of July safety as well. What else are some other tips that we can pass along to folks? Like you mentioned, it has been hot. It has been dry. Are people drinking enough water, wearing their sunscreen? What are beyond the basic tips that most people hopefully should know, but as we know, sometimes common sense is not common for everyone.
In that party atmosphere,
right.
Sometimes the common sense
right.
is forgotten.
Yeah.
So it's left at home.
What are some of the things that maybe you all see through your ER that you can help give advice to
others avoid?
Yeah, to avoid.
Well, I mean, so first and foremost, I think it's always important that we remind folks about, you know, not drinking and driving. I mean, that's a huge issue, right? You're going to have a great time with family and friends. But the other thing we don't think about is that when it's so hot, we dehydrate faster, which actually makes the alcohol potentially a little more impactful on you than maybe it normally would be. The other thing is that it also makes it easier for you to just get dehydrated in general, which makes you more prone to heat-related illnesses. You know, you can get heat stroke. So that's a big piece of it. Being smart, if you're going to be out in the heat, drinking lots of fluids, preferably ones that don't have alcohol or caffeine in them. Lots of water, lots of sports drinks, those kind of things. That's a great way to help keep your family safe.
And also with outdoor barbecues and things like that, food.
Yeah.
Be careful about, you know, the mayonnaise based, the egg based. Is there a rule of thumb that we can follow there?
So, I mean, I think you just, like you said, you've got to be safe about where and how you store food. So, you know, being smart about that, not leaving stuff out for a long time. You know, it's tempting to just leave things out on the table and graze as the day goes along. But certainly that's got the potential to spend part of your day with us in the ER, getting some treatment. If you're not careful, if you get some of those food contamination issues. So, you know, just making sure that you keep things that are refrigerated. You know, bring coolers if you're going to be outside. Keep those things, you know, in the cooler. Pull them out when you're ready to use them. Put them right back up. And being careful about, like, when you're cooking your meats and that kind of stuff. You know, again, cooking it right away and then storing it properly, too.
And then you also have got swimming. A lot of people be at the lake, in the river, in their own pools. Make sure safety is first. Make sure people know how to swim. If they're coming to a personal pool on the lake and on the river, make sure you have a personal flotation device, a life jacket as well. And then, of course, driving. I know you mentioned drinking and driving, but people also, if they're traveling, what they just need to allow extra time for their commute because more people will be out on the roads, and wear your seatbelt, some of the basic stuff along those lines.
Sure, absolutely. We actually posted a video the other day on our Facebook page from Phoenix, and it was a father who was outside watching a small child. They had fences up. They had tried to do everything right to protect this child, and in just a split second, the baby ends up in the pool. Unfortunately, somebody was right there, saw it happen. You know, dad dives in and pulls him out, and nothing bad happens, but it's just a reminder of how fast things happen. So, like you said, around the pool, you've just got to really make sure somebody's paying attention.
Well, 4th of July, a reason to celebrate, but celebrate safely, right? Because we don't want to see you all on 4th of July. The majority of your calls...
We like you.
Yeah, we like you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
But we don't want to see,
see you.
See,
yeah. Majority of your calls on the 4th of July would be for what, you think? Like, what do you respond to?
Really? You know, the thing is that we see the same things we do all 365 days. All right. You know, I mean, it's we get the same things. We have car wrecks, we have medicals, that kind of stuff. Just add on to it some of the extra holiday related stuff.
All right. Eric Morrison, director of Piedmont EMS, thank you so much. Have a good 4th of July.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of the hour, 8 o'clock here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.